If artificial intelligence isn't a big enough challenge to the future of our jobs, what about the next frontier, robots replacing our sex lives? Scientists have been developing lifelike sex robots, but the prospect of intimacy with a machine raises plenty of ethical issues. Dr. Kate Devlin, an expert in artificial intelligence at King's College in London, has written a new book on this question. It's called Turned On: Science, Sex and Robots. She's been in Australia with the Centre for Ideas at the University of New South Wales, and she's speaking here with Andrew West.
Actually, these are really expensive high-end silicon dolls. So they cost upwards of about $5,000 each. And they are pretty sophisticated in terms of how they look. Of course, they're very reductive stereotypes of women. But actually, I find that in my research, the people who buy these dolls are pretty much not the stereotypes we thought they would be. And they come from a really wide mix of backgrounds. And the one thing they have in common is that they really want companionship.
Do they want companionship, or are they just looking to relieve boredom?
Right, so this is genuinely a desire for companionship. So a lot of the people that are interested in dolls, interested in sex dolls, are people who perhaps don't want to be involved with the pain of rejection in a relationship, or they perhaps can't really meet anyone and they're quite lonely. So they genuinely do have these dolls as a substitute for having a real life partner.
And you think that this could evolve into something beyond simply a synthetic? I'm finding this very hard to grapple with, yeah. But you think this could evolve into something much more high tech?
Well, at the moment, one of the main companies who makes high-end sex dolls is branching out into robotics. So they want to make a robotic version of their sex doll that can respond to the user. I think it's actually going to stay pretty niche, but it's very, very interesting because it raises so many questions around ethics, around the technology, and around the legality of it.
There's a real challenge to the very notion of our humanity, isn't there, if we look at replacing human intimacy with intimacy with a machine, something inanimate.
This is true. So it unsettles a lot of people because this is something that we see as being profoundly human. This idea of a relationship with someone is sort of our whole being is invested in this love and this companionship and sex. And when we take that away and replace it with something artificial, then people get really worried.
Yeah. What are some of those serious ethical issues?
So I think one of the main concerns is that people are very worried that their partners are going to be replaced long term with robots. And this is a very, very common fear. So we see with anything. We see it in the idea of automation, that we're going to lose our jobs to robots, right? That's a very natural fear because we know the technology is advancing. And there's nothing more worrying than the idea that your very personal life could be replaced by robotics. So could this be an end of relationships? Could it be an end of love or an end of sex with other humans? I think that's really unfounded. We don't have really the evidence to suggest that will happen because we're incredibly good at being human and seeking out other humans. So I'm not too worried about that.
The other area, Kate, that's a real ethical quandary here is that human sexuality is something ideally that is the product of some love, some mutual affection. It takes place between purely consenting adults. And it requires at times negotiation, there's frustration, there's disappointment. If you have, if you like, sex on tap with a machine, particularly for certain men, that is going to reinforce their idea of a right to sex, isn't it?
That is something that we have to think about. So I agree there that consent is really, really key here. What are the implications of consent when you have something that will always consent? Or what are the implications of something that cannot give consent? So we do have to be thinking about that. Now, for some people, sex is part of a loving relationship. For others, sex is something that is purely pleasure-based. But either way, consent is really, really key. You're right. And we have to work out how people can engage in that kind of behavior and make sure that the actions that they take are fine with others who participate. Now, if we have robots that cannot give consent, and they can't because they're machines, will that have a knock-on effect in society? The answer right now is we just don't know.
No, we just don't know. Kate Devlin, artificial intelligence expert from King's College in London. And you can hear the full version of that interview, that discussion, I'm sure you'd want to, on the Religion and Ethics Report at 5:30 here on RN, or of course anytime on the ABC Listen app.